1859. Go to terribles.com for more details.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tomorrow, sometime, early, middle of the day, later, maybe tomorrow night, the United States Supreme Court is going to rule on the abortion medication case. They surprised a lot of people. Joseph Alito coming out and saying, hey, we're going to give it till Friday, but everything stays in place the way it is. So the medication is still on sale and still available to the public, but that could all change tomorrow. Now the question is, what is going to happen? And Fox News has a really good legal analyst who is also the host of Fox News Sunday. This was her reaction to the SCOTUS delay in finalizing the abortion medication case. This was Shannon Bream last night on Fox.
The court could have made a ruling today. It appears they decided not to. This is a sort of remedial or interim measure. Mm-hmm. They're buying themselves some more time with this. Are you surprised?
No, because I think it shows that they're actually taking this very seriously. They know how much is at stake here. They've heard from all of the stakeholders in this conversation about whether this pill should be available. And remember, it's just for the time that the case underlying that's actually on the merits would be ongoing. That could be months. That could be years. So you can understand how people who want access of this to remain on the market are asking this court, don't step in here and put a hold on this. Let the case play out however long it takes and leave this on the market for women who rely on the access to it. We know that more than half of abortions that are done in this country are done through this medicated abortion process. So I think the court gets the heaviness of this. I mean, it was just a year ago that they were getting ready to overturn Roe v. Wade. And I think they want to, as much as possible, avoid ever looking like they're getting into the politics of a situation. And abortion, as you know, is just one of the most heated.
We're just learning now that Senate Democrats have announced on the Judiciary Committee they're going to hold a hearing of their own on the 26th concerning the fallout over this. The concern for Democrats, or a lot of the concern, revolves around the idea that if you restrict access to this pill, a whole lot of women who don't have access to abortion in person now won't have access to this. It's a severely limiting effect.
Yeah, and that's been the argument of not only the maker of the drug, because of course we would expect that they would go to the court and say, please leave this on the market, but the DOJ. So the Biden administration, in its own arguments last week when it went to the court to say, hey, please keep this on the markets, they talked about the regulatory chaos and the limits that would come, as you said, for a lot of people if they didn't have access to this. And the fact is, there was an interim decision from the Fifth Circuit. We have that Texas judge who said, the pill goes away. The FDA didn't approve it correctly. It went to the Fifth Circuit, who said, no, we're going to allow the pill back onto the market, but we're going to reinstate some of the safety regulations that were stripped away about in-person doctor visit required to get the pill, that you can't send it through the mail as a dispensing.
Even more than that, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, you can have like a telemedicine appointment with your doctor so they don't see you physically, and then they prescribe it to you, receive it by mail. There's no human contact.
Right.
That's sort of the underlying mechanism here.
Yeah. So the Fifth Circuit put those restrictions back into place. You've got to see a doctor in person. This can't be shipped through the mail, that kind of thing. So this court could do any number of things. They could go back to that Texas ruling, which I suspect they probably will, and say, listen, we can't take this thing off the market for a year or two while the legalities play out. But we won't know until Friday at the earliest.
There you have it. Shannon Bream, Fox News Sunday host, who is also the Fox News legal analyst and Supreme Court watcher. We should know something more tomorrow, I would imagine, after all the briefs have been filed, that the Supreme Court is looking at it, talking about it. The big question is, when will they make the announcement? They said they'll do it by Friday, which can mean 11:59 tomorrow night. And it might end up being that way. We've been talking a lot about the possibility of the Oakland A's moving to Las Vegas. And the agreement is for land only. This is a lot of people are maybe jumping the gun a little bit to say, oh, the deal's done. They're moving here. The legislature has to be heard from. The Major League Baseball owners have to be heard from. This is all involving 49 acres. Dean Martin and Trop. It is stuff that is owned by Red Rock Resorts, the parent company of Station Casinos. But according to Mick Akers' article and a lot of other stuff we've seen just in the last 8 hours, this is a land deal only and does not have anything to do with the actual construction of a billion-dollar facility. That's a lot of money, a lot of money. Will there be a public-private partnership? We'll find out. Stay with us. More to do. Coming up, real excited. Sarah Carter is one of the smartest women I know of in media. She is an investigative reporter. You've seen her stuff on Hannity with Fox News. She's been at the border. She is a really, really smart lady. I had a chance to visit with her earlier. You'll get a chance to hear a bit of that interview coming up in just a couple minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, it's only 2:30, but it seems like it's a little later in the day by looking at the traffic cams right now. Volumes are very heavy both directions through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, especially northbound. The bumper-to-bumper conditions begin around sunset all the way past Allegiant Stadium up to Tropicana. You're pretty much bumper-to-bumper there. Also slow flows Interstate 15 southbound beginning around Oakey. That's due in part to the Tropicana construction zone with lane restrictions in both directions. Also watch for accidents Valley View at Oakey, Durango at Blue Diamond, and Rainbow at Russell Road.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. NHL playoffs tonight, Game 2, Golden Knights and Jets. Winnipeg up 1-0 in the best of seven after a 5-1 stunner in Game 1 on Tuesday night. Vegas looking to even things up before the series shifts to Winnipeg for Saturday's Game 3. Looks like the Oakland A's are on the move after all. They signed a binding agreement to purchase land for a new retractable roof ballpark in Las Vegas after being unable to build a new venue in the Bay Area. Team President Dave Cavall said Wednesday night that the team finalized the deal to buy the 49-acre site last week, where the A's plan to build a stadium that will seat between 30 and 35,000 fans close to the Las Vegas Strip. The A's will work with Nevada and Clark County on a public-private partnership to fund the stadium. Cavall said the A's hope to break ground on the stadium by next year and hope to move into their new home by 2027. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Join Macy's and Trust for Public Land to bring more parks to more people across the country now during Earth Month. Throughout April, you can help turn bare schoolyards into vibrant parks that communities can use outside school hours. Just donate online to Trust for Public Land or round up your Macy's store purchase up to 99 cents and donate the extra change. Give back today and find out how we're helping people and the planet thrive together now and all year round at Macy's.com/purpose.
Attention small business owners. Did you know that you may have overpaid your payroll taxes during COVID? If so, a simple 10-minute call could save you thousands. If you continued to pay employee wages during the worst of the pandemic, call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-300-9ERC. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee. Don't wait. Call 800-300-9ERC, 800-300-9372, or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
So, Chuck, there are so many loan companies out there. How do you pick the right one?
That's easy. What we tell everyone to do is call around first, then come to Dollar Loan Center. Try this. Call any short-term or payday lender. Tell them you want to borrow $500 for 1 week and ask them the total amount you will owe after that week. It's a real simple, straightforward question, and then you can do the math from there.
Well, how much does that cost at Dollar Loan Center?
$19.25. Really, less than $20 in interest to borrow $500 for a week. It's only $2.75 a day with no other fees to borrow $500 at the DLC.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan a month or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on bi-weekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I had a great visit with Sarah Carter. You know who Sarah Carter is? Sarah Carter is an investigative reporter for Fox News Channel, and she really is really good. She has been reporting from the southern border. By the way, I'll be reporting from the southern border as well, beginning next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we're going to get to the bottom of this whole border crisis that's going on, the Biden border crisis. But I had a chance to visit with Sarah Carter earlier today because, as I mentioned to her, you are the first reporter to essentially deal with Russiagate and call it a hoax.
Yeah, that was a really tough time. You know, I just talked to John Solomon just a few days ago. John and I have known each other for years. When I first stumbled on to the whole Russia hoax, it was pretty frightening. I thought to myself, this just can't be real. It can't be that our FBI highest level officials have conspired to target a president of the United States. It can't be that, you know, they're trying to push what we eventually ended up finding out, the Christopher Steele dodgy dossier, the dossier that was filled with lies, that they were trying to push this disinformation, these absolute lies by a foreign intelligence officer onto the American public as well as the rest of the world. And I think that was what was so unbelievable to me. And it did take a lot. It took a lot for all of us to be, you know, to stand firm and say, and Sean Hannity had a lot to do with this. I mean, you know, Sean really trusted us. It was a very difficult time. There were people saying, hey, Sarah, you know, if you're wrong on this, it could be the end of your career. And I said, I am absolutely not wrong on this. John and I stood by that. We got the facts. We backed up those facts with actual documentation. We were blessed to have, obviously, the House Intelligence Committee, then chaired by Devin Nunes, with Kash Patel working on the backside as, you know, the main attorney for the House Intelligence Committee, to then dig even deeper and expose the corruption on so many different levels. I think the only part, Kevin, for me was that it was the fact that the Justice Department failed to follow through with its job. And I think at that point is when I realized how vast and how wide this weaponization of our bureaucracies had become. And especially when dealing with the DOJ, I think that was the most disappointing part. I know for a lot of Americans it was like, wait, what's going to happen? Can John Durham hold anybody accountable? Why didn't he go far enough? Why are these people walking? I mean, we saw Clapper and Brennan and, you know, Andy McCabe then getting big paychecks from, you know, MSNBC and as contributors at CNN. And, you know, these were the same people that were spreading these malicious lies. Now we know the Christopher Steele dossier was based on complete fallacies. And I think what we learned, too, and we're seeing it today, is that, you know, Kevin, that even with Miranda Devine's book, you know, Laptop from Hell, and the investigations that are now ongoing into Hunter Biden, into the Biden family, money being loaned from China and, you know, from Ukraine and being put into the coffers of their companies. Now we're seeing how wide this net was cast. But we're also seeing, what we're also seeing, however, is a cover up for them to some extent. And I know there were people up on Capitol Hill today, senators that I am very familiar with, people that I've spoken with that have been questioning people at the IRS and the Treasury Department right now. I mean, just as we're speaking right now, and those high-level officials, IRS commissioner right now is refusing to answer those questions behind closed doors. Did they hold off on an investigation into Hunter Biden? Why didn't they investigate Hunter Biden? So there's a lot of questions right now and a lot of ongoing investigations, both on the Senate side as well as the House Oversight Committee and the House Judiciary Committee.
Again, Sarah Carter joining us. The book is The Amazing Club Awesome Sauce. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. But I'm dying to know what you think when you see a guy like Adam Schiff, who just lied, blatantly lied to the American people and to his colleagues, and now he wants a promotion to the United States Senate. What do you think of Adam Schiff?
It's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. I've seen him lie blatantly, like you said, before the American people. You know, we have a system whereby we elect officials to represent us. They're supposed to be working for us. We don't work for them. I don't know what's going on in California, that they continue and that is the constituents continue to vote him into office. And the fact that he believes he can win the Senate is extraordinary to me. I was just in New York City. Alvin, you know, obviously Alvin Bragg is bringing up these crazy, erroneous and very weak charges against President Trump, former President Trump. And we know that, not just from Republicans. This is, we've seen it even, I don't have any respect for former Governor Cuomo of New York, but he even came forward and said these charges are ridiculous. This is just not going to hold. And we know it's political. It's so blatantly political that, you know, Democrats are seeing that as well. But I was up there. So when House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan this past week held a hearing on victims and crime, and I think we've seen across the country from Chicago to L.A., I've been to Kensington in, you know, Philly, Baltimore, wherever you go, big cities where there's high crime, New York being one of them, where, you know, they're run by Democrats. They're run by very lenient DAs that have no bail, low bail. It's a revolving door for criminals, and victims are instead treated like the criminal. And the criminal is treated like the victim. It's so bizarre in and of itself. And so I got to tell you, when I was up there, it ceases to amaze me how far the left has gone to try to push, and I'm talking about a very radical left, to try to push an agenda that is clearly and blatantly anti-American. And you could see Adam Schiff. He was at the hearing. Bring it right back to Adam Schiff. He was there. He was practically booed by people at the hearing in the audience. And by the way, Hank Johnson, the congressman out of Georgia, was too. You have these victims telling these horrific stories, a mother who's, you know, Madeline Blaine, who's telling about the loss of her son, and she'll never see him again, and that these criminals are being set free in New York. And you have others like the bodega owner who fought back and then was put into Rikers. I mean, he fought back after being attacked and threatened and almost killed in New York City. And instead of the criminal that assisted the man that attacked him being put into prison, he was put into prison for over a week in one of the worst prisons in New York City. And now he's suing the city. So you have an upside down world. And just the fact that Adam Schiff thinks that he could be, you know, a United States senator goes to show you how far that's gone. It also is the fault of the media, Kevin. I mean, look, we have, of course, it's become very partisan. We've seen our nation divided. But the media became so politically involved. They vested everything of themselves in it. I saw it even in 2016 when I saw reporters crying when President Trump won, like their lives were over. They couldn't believe the American people actually voted for President Trump. It was insane. I never thought I would ever see anything like that. And, you know, and when the media does not report to the American people the facts, and we saw those facts being withheld from the American people in this last election. You know, they didn't know about Hunter Biden's extensive, you know, business dealings with overseas adversaries. That was hidden from them. Why? Because the FBI got involved. The DOJ got involved. They were telling Twitter, they were telling Facebook not to allow these stories to run. It was absolutely stunning to me. And then the American people weren't well informed. So in a lot of ways, we've got the media failing to do its job. We've got universities and school systems with a lot of teachers that are so leftist, Marxist, progressive, they just pale in comparison to anything in the past. And we have a new kind of cultural, bizarre, ideological system of belief happening here that goes contrary to what, you know, I believe are the founding principles of our country. And so we're faced with a problem here as Americans. You know, what's going to happen next? How are we going to face these challenges together? And what do we need to do? Because I'm a positive person. I really am. I'm saying a lot of things that are hard to hear, but I do believe that there's more people in this country that believe in the foundation of this nation than there are those opposed to it. And it's just up to us to speak out and, you know, to tell our stories and to do it the right way and to do it peacefully so that people can say, hey, you know what? I'm not alone in this. Let's get together. Let's join together. Let's put these people on the spot. Let's put them on the line. And then if we don't like them, guess what? Let's vote them out of office.
Sarah Carter, really a good person, investigative reporter for Fox News. New book. It's a children's book, believe it or not. The Amazing Club Awesome Sauce, which is available on Amazon and better bookstores everywhere. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. when Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship. It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know about you, but I'm real excited. I'm trying to keep my excitement under wraps because there are still hoops that have to be jumped through for the Oakland A's to become the Las Vegas A's, and they're looking at a stadium that would be ready for occupancy 2027. That's a ways away, but I remember when we first started dealing with Allegiant Stadium, and we said, my gosh, it's going to take forever to build this big 65,000-seat building. And the fact is, the workers, Tommy White, Labor's Union Local 872, and all the men and women that participated in that through all the heat and the humidity, it was difficult going for a while. And, of course, you know, you got COVID and you got all these other things going on. The fact is they rolled. I mean, they really honestly did. This is going to be a 30 to 35,000 seat stadium, and that may be a little different. It may go up a little quicker. But we are at the beginning. We are not at the end. And I'm just real excited at the prospect of Major League Baseball. And, again, as you know, I've been a lifelong St. Louis Cardinals fan. I have been a Cardinal fan since I was a kid. I spent the better part of 20 years covering the Kansas City Royals, an American League team. So I'll have divided loyalties sometimes when the Royals or the Cardinals are in town. And with this new scheduling they're doing, we'll get a chance to see all the Major League Baseball teams, which will be really kind of cool. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget this hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity and by Concerned Veterans for America. Stay with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gallant, your Assemblywoman from Nevada's 23rd District.
With the Biden-Harris liberal agenda causing skyrocketing inflation, rising crime, and a crisis at our southern border, it's up to strong conservative representatives in Nevada to stop the chaos and protect our businesses, our communities, and our constitutional rights.